Mini episode 1041 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 1041. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our week 4 preview for the 2018 NFL season. After our brutal week 2, we rebounded to go 9-7 last week, bringing us to 22-23-3 on the season. We were 2-1 on the big 3 and 1-0 on the lock, making us 4-5 and 2-1 on those respectively. The Redskins and Panthers will be at home watching Red Zone along with the rest of us this weekend. We start remarkably with one of the games of the year on Thursday night. Fox is sure serious about starting their TV package with a bang. It's the Vikings coming into the L.A. Coliseum as they did for some of the biggest games of the 1970s, getting 6.5 down from a touchdown after their inexplicable stinker at home against the Bills. This is a brutally tough pick. Minnesota's shaky on the O-line right now, which is death against the Rams, but we'll take them to cover just because weird stuff happens on Thursdays. The undefeated AFC East leaders play Sunday in Foxborough. Remarkably, it's the Dolphins, not the Patriots, although New England is laying a touchdown down from 7.5. And every year the Pats get into a spot like this and respond accordingly, so take them to bounce back. Since he was riding high through 2 weeks, then they got their first taste of the brutal NFC South. They get another one immediately thereafter, getting 3.5 down from 5.5. After the toughest first 3 week schedule that any team has played in years, look for the ATL to come out absolutely spring-loaded for this one. After the last games for both the Bills and Packers, there's no way that Buffalo is going to sneak up on the Lambeau Leapers when they come north. They're still getting 10 down from 12, but won't even get in the back door this week. The only NFC team other than the Niners to beat the Jimmy Johnson Cowboys in the NFC playoffs in the early 90s, the Lions, come to Jerry World off of their shocking upset of the Pats, getting 2.5 down from 3.5. The pathetic Dallas passing game dooms them here. Two teams coming off of painful losses, the Jets and Jags, square off in Jayville with the home team getting 9 down from 10.5. New York will open it up because they now have to, and that will help them get the cover. Coming off a short week and their first disappointment of the year, the Bucs must travel to Soldier Field, getting a field goal up from 2.5. Fitzmagic has peaked, these two teams are going in opposite directions, and as such, the Bears are the pick. Now back on track with Carson Wentz's return, the Eagles fly to Nashville, laying a field goal. Philly's superior performance thus far against superior competition tells you all you need to know here. Don't tell the Browns they're on West Coast time in Oaktown. It's Baker Mayfield time, with C-Town getting 2.5 down from 3. Derek Carr plus a turnover-happy Browns D plus Mayfield's momentum equals a Browns cover. Coming off of the Dallas win that kept their season from ending in September, the Seahawks migrate to Arizona, laying a field goal. It's a rare opportunity here for a win for the Cards, but neither the win nor the cover will come here. In the latest incarnation of a physical rivalry, on Sunday night, the Steelers host Baltimore, laying a field goal. This should be more of a shootout than these two teams generally play against each other, and as such, the Ravens won't be able to keep up. On Monday night, the Broncos' stout D will try to contain the unstoppable Kansas City offense, and they're getting 5 up from 4.5. In a likely shootout, Denver won't keep up. Now for the big 3. In the up-and-down world of the AFC South, the desperate Texans come north to Indy in a pick'em that started with them getting 1. Houston's too good to be 0-4, and they won't be. Now sans Jimmy G, the Niners need to keep the bottom from falling out at the Junior College Soccer Stadium in L.A., getting 11.5 up from 10.5. The post-Garoppolo hangover starts here as the Chargers stop their underachieving at last. Here's the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for Week 4. After a slow start to the season, the Saints are laying a field goal to the G-men. This is almost a why-ask-why pick, but we're not going to overthink it and look for New Orleans to roll big time. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.